Hello, everyone. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. My name is Matt Weston, and tonight I'm joined by the Keyblade holder himself, my good friend Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing all right. And at this point, my Keyblade can change into many things. It could be a hammer.
Ooh.
It could be a spear.
Okay.
I could even have robotic arms from Monsters, Inc.
Can you fish with it?
I don't know. I don't think there's a fishing level. They got rid of Little Mermaid because all we did was sing in that.
Yeah,
whole thing.
Ursula is fun to fight, though.
Yeah, that was in the first one.
Yeah, she's fun to fight in the first
one. Yeah,
it's just her big old head.
The first one's like 20 years ago at this point.
Oh, we're getting pretty close to it.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That's bad.
So if you did the intro, you know what my name would be? I'm the porch pounder tonight. That's what I am.
Why are you the porch pounder? What does that mean?
I got a glass of wine called, or a cup of wine, or a can of wine.
It's a can.
Called porch pounder. That's me.
And it's a pink can, too.
Yeah.
And it's called Porch Pounder.
I love it. I bought it on accident. Like, ooh, I like the color of that.
Well, wait, how did you buy that on? Well, wait, so you only bought. What is with you in colors? You really only bought that because the color was bright pink.
Yeah.
It's bright pink, man.
Well, it's like in the beer aisle. It's like, yeah, wine sounds nice tonight. And I like the color. So, okay, this is what we're doing tonight.
Wine sounds nice. And I like some pink. Man, what is the matter with you?
You know, mama gets what mama wants.
I walked in and you were also watching Legally Blonde.
No, I was playing NHL.
No. Good cover up.
No, I was playing NHL 19.
Yeah, you were playing NHL on your little TV and you were watching Legally Blonde on your big TV.
I don't got a little TV in this house, dude.
What are you talking
about? This is cribs, bro.
What?
Only 52-inch minimums in this house allowed.
All right. Well, you're the one who said it. You have 2 52-inches in your living room. I was going to save that, but you know, you and your hundreds of thousand dollars that you make from this show, I figured that
you would show
it a little bit more. I don't know. You save it, not just spend it and show it off with 52-inch TVs everywhere.
You know, you have to. It's about the lifestyle. It's about the brand. All right. So before we get into the things that we like and the non-football stuff, this episode is very special because this is the last like preseason nonsense episode. And so we both come back from vacation. I'm going to Wyoming. You're going to the beach. And then we come back and that's just football, 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 football.
I'm busy those days.
Football for like.
I don't have anything to do.
It's going to be like 30 straight weeks of football.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm not going to be here.
Yeah,
I'm going to be
gone. I'm trying to talk myself into it. I'm not there yet.
What do you say? Yeah, you are.
No.
You are like so looking forward to it. You just can't wait. You're eating at the thought.
I'm getting there.
Just releasing more and more of your articles. You just can't wait to tell your audience how much you feel about your team. How much you love them.
Well,
I haven't really been
good for a while. I haven't really been good for a while. So we're going to try to do that this weekend.
Why don't you write like a believe in them article?
Why you should believe in the Houston Texans?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I guess so. Here's the thing.
There you go. Why don't you write that?
This is what they need. They need Clowney to play week one, and he needs to be great. Watt needs to be dominant. They both have to play 16 weeks. They need Whitney Merciless or somebody, anybody. They need a third pass rusher. They need the secondary to be mediocre. They need to have a top five run defense in football again. They need to have like five offensive linemen they're good with and just let them play there for 16 weeks. Then they need Will Fuller to stay healthy. They need Kiki QD to stay healthy. They need Kyle Warren to be the first tight end. And they need Deshaun Watson to be an MVP caliber quarterback. If all those things happen, then they may win 10 games this year.
Let me ask you one thing. What if every single one of those players are wearing the J.J. Watt shoes? Then what is their record?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet?
I just got them.
You just got the shoes. Don't know how you truly feel. So you don't know if you feel 11-5?
I mean, I feel...
What are you feeling right now?
This is the best I've felt since I was like my entire life right now.
Whoa.
So what the left shoe... So I got a pair of J.J. Watt shoes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm...
Brag.
The left shoe says dream big. The right shoe says work hard. And it really lets you, like, whenever you put the shoes on, you're setting your expectations. You have a mantra. Whenever you put each shoe on, that you're like, this is what I'm going to go do today. This is it. This is what I'm here for. I'm going to go accomplish things. We're going to make it happen right now.
So deep. I feel
spectacular so far. But it's only, you know, the newness may wear off. The new car smell may come off of it. So I don't know. I can't speak for the entire team just yet. For a 16-week season, give me a couple of days.
Ooh.
Let me see how they are in the gym, dude.
Man, that's how you feel about a pair of shoes? I can only imagine what a shirt's like for you.
It depends if it has a front pocket or not.
If it has a front pocket or not, do you keep your secrets in that front pocket?
I keep my heart in my front pocket.
Oh, okay.
Don't squeeze me too hard. You may bruise it.
What? All right. You know what? I'm going home.
See, the shoes.
I was talking about secrets, and then you were just like, let me throw in like a touching, heartfelt moment there.
Yeah, this is about the shoes, dude.
You're like the guy who, whenever you watch We Bought a Zoo, you cry in like the first 10 minutes.
Nah, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah, you probably will.
The only movie that makes me cry is Fox and the Hound.
What if they make a live of that? What would you do for that?
Because I love the forest. Well, I don't love the forest, but I would like to see the forest like that.
And by the way, you could really make a Fox and the Hound movie in this day and age, and it is relevant.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be hardcore. You don't have to change any characters for that.
No.
They probably will, though.
They could probably film like Homeward Bound, too.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, I
didn't like that. That was bad. I just saw like animals running and people doing voiceovers. It's like what they do on YouTube with those videos these days. I don't know if I can do that.
It's so funny. They made like $700 million off that.
Oh, they made so much. I didn't even realize Homer Bound is like on the list of like top movies of like earnings for Disney of all time. When you look at that number, you go, how? But I remember watching it. The only thing I specifically remember is like the porcupine.
Yeah.
And like the dog having to fight off the porcupine. That's it.
Well, he gets shot in the face of that. And then also when they slingshot the puma.
See, I don't have any recollection of that.
And then when the dog gets stuck in the pit, you think the dog's going to die. And then he comes running out of the pit.
Dude, I remember like the porcupine.
Chance. Come on, Chance. Shadow. Where's Chance, Shadow?
And I remember that briefly. I remember more Air Bud. I watched a lot of Air Bud. Good. Air Bud was so good back in the day.
That clown, though.
Oh, that's like it. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Because also, the clown was
the
bad guy.
He definitely like poisoned Halloween candy.
So let me ask you. So speaking of like the it, what if Air Bud is tied into it to where the clown truly was an illusion for the boy because the clown was his worst nightmare because he was going to take his dog.
Ooh, interesting.
Ooh.
And then become his new stepfather.
There it is. Wait, really?
I don't know. I haven't seen it forever.
I thought, well, okay, that would have been
twist. I remember seeing the second one in theaters, and I was like, I don't know, 9 or 10 or whatever. I was like, yeah, it would be impossible to tackle a dog. It's like, this is so
but
stupid.
But yeah, I didn't go past Air Bud 1.
Are you going to tackle a dog?
Never.
And the dog gets tackled really hard, like a deep post. It's the funniest thing ever.
That's... Okay,
I was like, damn, I wish I went to this elementary school where they had organized sports like that people cared about.
They're on like Air Bud 19.
Yeah, they even made like Air Buddies where they're like space and stuff.
Well, I thought like Air Bud 17 was like Air Bud and his 17 dogs.
Yeah, he has babies, I guess. Some real football stuff. I'm going to talk about Jadeveon Clowney real fast.
Okay, go ahead.
So the Texans should have extended Jadeveon Clowney in March, in April, in May, in June, and now July has come past and they still didn't extend him. And the deadline came that you had to extend him by, I believe it was this past Tuesday or
last
Tuesday.
Weren't you expecting him?
Oh, everybody was
expecting
it to happen.
I thought that was like the one thing you were expecting them to do in the offseason because you were just
100%.
Complaining that they didn't do anything, but this was the one thing.
And so I'm going to lay the argument down for why they should have. He's 26 years old. He's in the prime of his career. He hasn't developed as a pass rusher just yet, but also you have to remember he lost the first two seasons of his career because of injuries. And like, he was always a freak athlete, but he was never like, a really pure, really understood how to rush the passer. And his problem is that once his first move is stopped, he doesn't know what to do with the second move. He doesn't have a counter after the fact. And, like, he's been working out all summer, like, the best pass rushers in the world. And I think he's going to be very good this year. The Texans have, like, $44 million in cap space. They're going to have $70-plus million in cap space next year.
That's what you want.
They're going to pay him $19 million this year. And it's like, yeah, you have $40 million. Just, like, sign him to like a $100 million year contract.
Give
and
it
pay
all to him now.
$35 million
yeah, just give it to him now.
Year.
It would make sense.
Yeah, put all the bonus this
put
year.
Put it all up front.
And then now from the year on after, you're like, oh yeah, we're just going to give you $15 million a year now. Easy. Also, he's like a top, like I think he's the best edge run defender in football, but I mean biased, of course. And also like he's so much fun to watch. Like he does things I've never seen before. Like somebody will pull at him, and he'll knock the puller into the running back to create tackle for a loss. And he's just a tornado back there. And I just like his aesthetic. I like his style. And I just, like I said, I like how he does things I've never seen before at all.
So what is it then?
The only argument against it is that they don't like him, or
what do you mean? Yeah, like,
or where it's like a Brandon Roy situation because he had microfracture knee surgery his rookie year, or like right before he was signed, sometime whenever in the beginning of his career, and they're like, okay, he's only gonna be good until he's 28 years old or something. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, but do you see? It's gonna be really mean what they're about to do then, because what they could do technically though. How long can you franchise tax or franchise tag
3 years.
So that's what they're going to do. Yeah, franchise tag.
Or they'll franchise tag them and then trade them next year to, like, I don't know, the Dolphins.
Yeah, see, that's my only thought, is that that's what y'all are going to be relying on, which kind of sucks for him, though, because it's the same kind of deal where the teams, and just like we've talked about with running backs, they're just waiting for them to, like, bust a knee. Like, they're just sitting back waiting, saying, we're not going to pay you a long term
because
we're just waiting. And then the moment it happens, they're just like, see, told you.
Yeah.
But then when it doesn't happen, the guy just keeps getting franchised over and over again.
And if I wasn't a Texans fan, I would want Clowney. Well, actually, I do kind of want to stop anyways. Who am I kidding here? I would want Clowney to, like, sit out this year where, like, he plays.
Oh, no.
But, like, he doesn't get hurt and he, like, is kind of risk averse and he's, like, hanging out there.
That.
And then next year, he's like, because somebody's going to give him a lot of money anyways.
Yeah, but you don't want that. I hate the sitting out thing. It's
no,
so
I want him to play, but like his senior year or like his junior year at South Carolina, for example, he had like 2 sacks. Like he like played, but he didn't really play.
I don't want that. I don't like that. I don't like
just want him to be healthy and get paid.
I had Kawhi Leonard on my basketball team. Do you really think I would ever want somebody to be sitting out ever? Do you think I would ever be behind that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I just want
you're
him.
Getting paid.
I really
do
like
the job.
I really like Clowney.
So do I.
I want him to get paid. I want him to never have to work again in his life. I want his family to never have to work. I want Clowney junior, senior, junior to never have to work at all.
I think I feel
he's
about
awesome.
Any of the running backs, like Zeke.
Yeah.
Like, realistically speaking, with all the running backs that are in the league right now, how many of them are going to last another 4 years?
They get to play for 8 years, maybe.
Yeah.
If they're lucky.
That's what I mean.
I think with
that's what I feel bad
with
for.
Running backs, if you draft one in the first round, you pay them $14 million a year.
Oh, no, no. You and I are so behind this where the running back at this point should be paid a ridiculous amount where it is all guaranteed, but your ridiculous amount, there should be like an age thing.
Or maybe like only half of it counts against the cap or something.
You have to, like, it should be required to pay a running back. Like, the more you use him per yard that he gains,
pay him
touches,
per carry or something.
Yeah, once they get to a certain level.
Because, like, Melvin Gordon, for example, Elliott this year, Fournette, like, they're just going to ruin them. They're going to keep feeding them
Saquon, man.
Yeah. They're going to wear them out.
Oh, yeah.
To win, like, 6 games. And, for example, the Giants.
I was about to say, what were you going to say?
Yeah.
Yes. No, exactly right, though. Saquon, and I told you, I felt bad because they don't have anything else, so everybody's going to be 9 in the box. What's going to happen? We're going after Saquon. We'll let Eli throw it.
Yeah.
Like, what? Who's he throwing it to? Sterling? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Golden Tate.
Who
he's going to be throwing it to.
You see Madden made him the worst starting quarterback in football?
That's not a surprise.
I mean, it should be Joe Flacco, though.
No, I disagree.
Flacco's worse than Manning.
I disagree only because I'm going to wait for... Yeah, I can't say that. I was like, ooh, Flacco didn't have any targets, but he had John Brown, at least for
a
speedster.
And he had a good offensive line.
Yeah.
Eli had a bad offensive line. Took him all to get together.
Man, I relied on him last year in fantasy.
Odell was hurt.
Yeah.
Also, the Texans don't have a general manager, so they have 4 guys from the general manager, so you know what I'm calling them.
What are you calling them?
All right, let me take you back to 8th grade history.
Ooh, I love 8th grade
history.
You
ready?
Yeah.
The Articles of the Confederation.
Ooh.
That's what I'm calling them.
Ooh, the one that we had to change.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They tried to amend it. They couldn't, had to tear apart, come with the Constitution.
Ooh.
I almost said Declaration of Independence, you know. But I stopped myself because I'm a genius.
Please don't. You're just too intelligent for us all.
My intelligence is like 125.
You make me sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wearing these shoes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you're gross.
These shoes are plus 10 intelligence.
Okay, well, I'm not going to insult the JJ shoes. You're wearing them right now.
I'm never wearing them right now
with high socks.
I'm never taking
We're
them off.
We're sitting in your living room and you're wearing them with high socks. You're going to be sleeping
whenever
like
I pod or blog, I'm wearing these shoes.
That's fair.
It's like the episode of Doug when Doug holds Patty Mayonnaise's hand and he never washes his hand again.
I would never do that. That's me. I always remember that episode because I was like, yeah, it's like whenever you had that first crush and she like even puts your hand on like your shoulder back, you're just like, oh my God.
I'm never going to sharpen this pencil.
I'm never going to do this ever again. Yeah, and all your friends are like, dude, she touched you. Gross. Yeah. It's all because they're jealous.
And then you cut a lock of her hair.
Yeah.
And then you put in a pendant. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you put it away in a box underneath your pillow.
Yeah. You know, that whole...
Because then
the
lock fairy comes.
The whole A. Arnold, like Arnold Shrine thing, really weird.
Oh, yeah. In this day and age...
Like made out like mustard and stuff.
Oh, it's actually really terrible, Matt. In this day and age, Helga would be arrested.
I think
Helga
so.
Would be arrested, and it's because she's a stalker. She has a lifelike Arnold in her closet that she makes out with. She would be going to prison, or at least some type of boot camp.
Or, like, puberty's weird. I don't know. Also, like, her home life's kind of weird. Like, her sister's perfect. Her mom's an alcoholic. Her dad maybe isn't abusive, but he's definitely controlling.
Abusive. Oh, he's abusive. Yeah. They just don't show it on screen, but he is so abusive.
And he's a capitalist.
Yeah. It's so gross.
Dan, he'd be out of a job now in the beeper world. He probably owns like an Apple reefer. He probably owns like an Apple shop now.
No, I think they made like the Hey Arnold movie about his business going out.
Because that tree.
Yeah.
He tried to tear down that tree.
Oh, man, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't watch the newest Hey Arnold movie, but I heard it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
they're supposed to bring it back.
It's about Arnold like trying to find his parents because that was the original movie that was supposed to be made. God. Freaking Nickelodeon, dude.
Yeah.
All right. What are we even doing?
All right, so pick two out of three. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper. You can only have two.
Okay. So, I know. That's the thing, though, is that it's because I truly would pick Cooper and Dak. And that's only because it's not to say Zeke isn't the most talented out of the three. But who am I relying on? Who can I rely on? Who do I know is not going to get in trouble? Who can I say he's going to be there? He's going to always work. He's just going to be ready to go.
And if you have a good offensive line, the running back isn't as important.
And that's where I'm at, where at least something could happen where we could get some type of speedster. I don't know. I just think it would be able to work, even though it... I don't know. I don't know. I would say that Zeke is still the most talented out of the three. I just can't rely on him out of the three, so I'm gonna get rid of him.
I would say that too.
Ooh, that's not like you. Choosing Dak? You usually don't like Dak.
I like Elliott, but like having a quarterback's more important than having a running back.
In this day and age, it seems like to be everything.
Yeah, and like
my
the
Lord.
Offensive line's been good maybe for two more years. Maybe.
Man, I don't think Tyra can, like, get another metal arm. I don't think he can do it, man.
I'm glad Frederick's going to be back, though.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I just hope he's healthy and all that's okay.
He can feel his fingers again.
Well, I just... That was, like, such a weird thing that happened. It was, like, such bad luck.
Yeah.
Why do you get a disease where your body's, like, just decaying on you?
I don't know. But he fought it, though.
He fought it, man.
I think J.J. Watt sent him some shoes in the hospital.
You know what happened. Jerry found, like,
sometime. The best doctors in the world.
He said, hey... I have a well in my home.
Yeah.
Just take a sip.
That's probably it.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, man. All right, so Oakland Raiders Hard Knocks. Are you ready? The cameras were in Derek Carr's house today. They were there.
I'm going to hate Derek Carr so
much. You think
so?
And I wish Derek Carr...
I don't
want to
see Antonio.
The only thing about Derek Carr is like, I wish he went all in the emo thing. He wears eyeshadow. He wears mascara.
Oh, he has to wear eyeliner.
Like, just go all in. I want to see Derek Carr listen to My Chemical Romance before practice.
If he listens to
I
want to
see
Mike,
him listen to Title Fight. I want to see him listening to Turnover.
No, he needs,
I
like...
I want to see him listening to
My Chemical
Tiger
Romance,
Song.
Black Flag. That's what he needs.
Under Oath, Taking Back Sunday. That's what I want to see. I want to see Derek Carr listening to that sort of music before he gets ready
That'd
for games.
That'd be so awesome.
Yeah. And he has, like, a black, like, armband. It just says Livewire on it.
I just think, though, that everyone's going to be playing it up for the camera, especially Gruden. I just think Gruden's going to be, like, so playing it up for
Him
all the
and
cameras.
Brown are really going to play it up.
Yeah, and that's where I'm kind of not looking forward to it because I would much rather have it, even though we just had them, another Cleveland Browns. I'd much rather see how that team is going to be able to work with the new addition and after the year. They were interesting and they were fun. I just, Again, Gruden's going to be on.
They went 5-0 against below 500 teams last year.
I would bet you. Mayfield. I'm going to bet you probably $100 that Gruden is going to be like the center point. You know how they're
for sure.
Where they're centering on like the rookie guys that are not going to make the team and yet they're still going to show them. It's not going to be that. It's just going to be Gruden's line.
It's going to be Gruden. It's going to be Mayock. And it's going to be the owner.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to talk about.
That's all we're going to see.
Yeah. And of course, Antonio Brown, like in his hot tub and stuff with his blonde goatee.
Well, wait, what did Antonio do recently? What did he say?
I don't know.
I think it was some.
He was talking about Juju Smith, about fumbling against the Saints that get like that. But that
was he
like
talking about? No, I thought he was talking about something else. Dang it! What did he say? I don't know. It was another tweet.
It does suck that
he made like
in
some
Oakland.
Cryptic thing.
Yeah, it does suck to leave in Oakland though. It should never have happened.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, Vegas would be fun to have a team.
Yeah, it'd be fun, but I feel like a different team should leave, not Oakland.
Hey, Matt, why don't we just move the Chargers to Oakland?
How about, yeah, that'd be good.
Like,
or
why
move
don't
the
we
Chargers
just do that?
To Vegas.
Like, it, just do that because the Chargers in L.A. are not working.
Yeah, the Chargers
nobody
should move to
wants
Vegas.
That. Yeah, yeah. In L.A., it's the Rams.
Yeah.
It's not Chargers.
And it's, like, barely even the Rams.
Exactly. Yeah, they really should get the Chargers to Oakland.
Yeah, or get the Chargers to Vegas instead.
Even though, wasn't Oakland, weren't they shy on attendance?
No, it's not that. It's that they had the old stadium that they shared with the baseball team. They didn't want.
Yeah,
to,
but they always
the
like
city,
wanted to get
but the
money
city doesn't
for
have,
it.
The city doesn't have the money to like give to the football team like that, you know? And the football team makes so much damn money anyways, they should just pay more money for it. And it doesn't boost the economy at all or anything in the city.
Derek Carr should buy the stadium. He's a quarterback. That's the rule.
Yeah. I know. I don't,
that's what happens.
I don't have HBO, but I'll probably try to watch it.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not going to watch it at all. You don't
watch
anything.
I'm going to watch the first episode and see how I feel.
You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
I love Hard Knocks. I will give you
the episode update. Let's watch the first episode.
I don't want to watch anything with you.
Yeah, we will.
No, you're just
going to get back from Wyoming, watch the first episode.
I don't
want
to watch anything with you.
Yeah, we're going to.
No.
Are there any like training camp position battles you're looking forward to or anything like preseason that you're excited for?
As far as like any type of team?
Any team, anything.
At this point, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I have no idea, nor do I care. I just want football to start so basketball can like end. For some reason, basketball has not ended.
Yeah, it's never going to.
It has not even. Nobody has stopped. Nobody gives anything about football right now. And all I want to do is get into that mode because I need to start getting into fantasy mock draft mode. I need to start getting serious here. But nobody's been focusing on football. It's been weird.
Hey, when we get back from vacation, it's football season.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
It's been too much football.
Ugh.
I was talking to this coworker who, she like bartends like on the side for another job.
Ooh, saucy.
And not at all. And she was like, yeah, like when are you, she's like, it's really great during the summertime. Everybody's always outdoor weddings and super hot and stupid. Like, why don't you have these weddings in the fall instead? These outdoor weddings. I'm like, yeah, like you understand that's football season. Nobody gets married in the fall in Texas at all.
Oh, my Lord. Could you imagine? Hey, we're going to get married on a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's the middle of this season.
It's like week 9.
Do you know every single person that's going to be showing up to the wedding, they'll show up, but they're going to be
all
so angry.
Yeah.
So angry throughout the day, looking at the phones, watching some type of game or listening to the game. Just don't do it.
It's like the bridesmaids crying, giving a speech. Like, touchdown.
Touchdown.
It's pretty much just a Verizon Wireless commercial.
Yeah. It's exactly. Or a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial.
Saint, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we shouldn't be saying those names. They don't like us.
Yeah, I guess
yeah.
So.
Wingstop.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We should actually do it on a Sunday, go to Buffalo Wild Wings, watch football. Just man, like the most basic thing in the world.
We could, I guess. I don't know. I'm not. I don't like watching out in public. Really,
I don't like it very much
because it's always I spend money.
Yeah.
I don't have money anymore. Because, you know, I was supposed to go to the Bahamas for my little trip, but then the AC went out. So guess what? I have to be an adult. You know what I hate? Adulting.
I hate when somebody says adulting.
You know what I hate?
I had adulting. I had to take out the trash. Ugh, adulting so hard.
Wait. I'm actually talking about buying a damn
yeah,
AC.
I understand what you're saying. But I'm saying, like, people will do that, though. They're like, ugh.
Matt.
I had to pay a student loan payment. Oh, I hate adulting.
That's not adulting.
Yeah.
Because that student loan, how about when you're a student?
Yeah, but
it's studenting.
Anything regarding responsibility.
Is that a word, studenting?
It's like saying, like, watching The Office is a personality trait.
That is not a personal
it's
truth.
It's not.
That
people
is
think
not.
It is, yeah.
All it is an opinion. Any type of movie can't be a personality trait. That's like saying, my favorite movie is Donnie Darko. What? What's your personality trait?
It's like, so, like, what are you like? Oh, yeah. I like Donnie Darko.
Oh, what if somebody said, I like The Cell with Jennifer Lopez?
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's when she goes into serial killer's mind.
Yeah. Is it good?
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, I heard it's surreal, though.
No, it's not.
So somebody told me.
Who told you that?
A little birdie told me.
You don't know any birdies.
Yeah. All right, so you're for the news hour?
Yeah, let me see.
I need a song, like a...
Oh, chica, news hour.
All right, so Denver Broncos, Drew Lock signs ahead training camp. Apparently he wanted, like, starting quarterback money. He wanted more than his rookie slot, and I guess he signed for
what
his rookie
slot.
What the hell? Yeah, I don't know. He's been kind of a brat.
What do you mean he wanted? What has he done?
I don't know. He just wanted more money than he was supposed to get.
I wouldn't have paid him just for that.
Yeah, well, he signed. And my prediction is that Flacco lasts 4 weeks, the Broncos are 1-3, and then Drew Lock starts.
I disagree. I'm going to say he starts for the entire season, and the Denver Broncos make the playoffs. That's where I'm going with this.
Okay, so...
All right.
How much do you want to bet on this?
Oh, wait. I got to do my research first,
okay.
And then we'll start making bets.
We'll have
bets.
To do, like, a bet podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and we'll tally them all up, and whoever has the most right, then they
Yeah,
get
that
something.
Should be, like, preseason predictions should be, like, preseason predictions plus bets.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, Atlanta. Falcons do 4-year, $57 million deal with Deion Jones.
I'm not... Wait. How much... You know what? That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, he's not healthy, but he gets hurt. He's small. He's fast.
What do you mean? He's not healthy? Oh, wait. Didn't he just get injured again?
He always gets injured.
Yeah, I'm out.
He's a small little
linebacker.
You know
what? I'm out, man. I'm sorry.
Have you ever seen that defense colleges are right now where it's like a 4-1-6 where they have like the two they have like four safeties and they play deeper than the linebacker and they just sprint and make tackles? That's how Deion Jones should be used. It's pretty cool. Like, Iowa State runs it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like the future of like defensive football. I'll send you an article on it.
Yeah, let me know. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah,
that's
send you
weird.
Because I don't watch college ball at all.
Neither do I.
Oh, yeah, I'll send you the article. It's funny.
I just can never do college only because I'm never going to watch a top school defeat like Louisiana Tech / Monroe / outdoor backyard.
South
slash
Central Louisiana
State Poolander. University. Yeah.
Well, there's two problems. One, the games are 4 hours long. Two, we didn't go to any of those schools at all, so who cares? The games are way too long, though. I do like Ole Miss a lot, though.
Why do you like Ole Miss?
I like the colors. I like Faulkner.
Oh, okay. Here we go. We're moving past Ole Miss.
I do really want to go to the Ole Miss Mississippi State game this year and go to the Faulkner Museum.
No.
That's what I'm going to do for vacation.
We're not doing that.
I'm not inviting you. I know you
Good.
Don't want to go. I know you don't want to go.
My God.
I'm saying I want to
hey,
go.
Hey, Taylor, let's go learn for vacation. Throw up in my
no,
mouth.
No, it's not learning. It's like...
Going to a museum and learning?
No, not entirely. It's cool. Like going to like I went to like the Steinbeck Museum. That was pretty cool.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
it's
cool.
Like that. You know, I want to see his handwriting and stuff. See
Why
the house
see
he lived
Faulkner?
In. Because he's the greatest writer of all time.
No, he's oh
yeah,
okay.
He is.
All right,
100% greatest writer of all time.
Favorite book of all time.
My favorite book of all time.
Mm-hmm. You don't even know.
It's hard. He's my favorite writer of all time.
I don't even know. Like, you sound like Ryan from The Office right now.
Like you, okay,
yeah.
Think
oh,
about,
man,
think
I'm just
about
so
this
upset
run.
That he's dead.
Think about this run. The Sound of Fury.
Okay.
As It Lay Dying.
Okay.
A Summer, A Light in August. Absalom, Absalom. That's four just bangers in a row, dude.
Dude, those
nobody,
are bangers.
Yeah, nobody's done that before. Nobody's produced four classics in a row like that.
By the way, come on, man. See, that's where I'm at with you.
Nah, he's the best.
See,
dude.
At least I'll be reasonable. I'll be like, yeah, that's cool if you want to go do that, but that's not cool. We're not going to go see Faulkner. Come on, man.
The game's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, the game's going to be fun.
Yeah, you should come to the game, then you can like hang outside
dude,
the museum.
Yeah, you got to give me a reason. You gave me nothing.
We'll see. We can talk later. All right, Oakland, Jalen Richard to lose a good chunk of catches, which makes zero sense.
Yeah, what?
I don't know who came with this headline, but like he should get 90 catches this year.
Why is who's gonna get more?
I don't know. Oh, they drafted that running back from Alabama who's like can't break tackles.
Yeah.
In the first round.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Jalen Richard should get 90 catches this year. He's dynamic. He's awesome. Like, he's going to go New England next year, and he's going to be so good, and it's going to be so infuriating.
New England gets everybody because people just don't want him, and, like, the guys are showcased in New England for a brief period of time. That's why people choose New England. It's because they know, oh, well, we're just going to win.
Yeah.
So at least I'm going to be on TV.
Well, I think it's also, like, I just want to play football. And like this is the best place to just like go and play football.
Well, that's all you're allowed to do.
Yeah.
It's like the San Antonio Spurs. I can't remember who it was. I think it was.
And they're like, yeah, you go there, you're just playing basketball.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was. It was a guy. It was early 2000s, but he came in and they were like, yeah, so I went into one of the Spurs meetings and it was weird because instead of like them joking around and like talking and like wanting to play games and things like that, they were talking about getting an accountant. And how I was needing to manage my money properly and things like that. And I was kind of thrown off. I go, so they were cheating. They were teaching you how to be an adult.
Yeah, they're trying to help you out.
Yeah. So they were actually, instead of saying, man, blow all your money, they were saying, let's be smart about this.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
It's good. That's what they should teach athletes. That should actually be a requirement. If you're an athlete in college,
well, I know they
you
do
should
that.
Have to take financing. You should have to take all of those accounts. You should have
saying.
To do it all.
They do that rookie synopsium thing, but I don't know how well it works.
That's the thing. With the football things, I get that they want the guys to pass, but they should honestly make them better when it comes to the money situation because it'll also help them in the long run, too.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think even in high school, they should teach you basic level finance.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, whenever you go to college, don't take every loan that you can get.
Yeah.
Because you got to pay it back.
Hey, by the way, this is how a loan works.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, they should.
You know what?
Very lucky. Like, my grandfather was like, this is how it works, Matthew. All right. This is how it works. And you need somebody to yell at you. A lot of people don't have somebody to yell at you and tell you how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard being alive, you know?
My dad just beat me, so.
Yeah. Everybody needs somebody like that who does that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, he just beat me, so I'm pretty. That's how I became the individual I am today.
Good. All right. So Kansas City, DeMarcus Robinson played the Chris Conley role.
I've never even heard of that.
Chris Conley was like their slot receiver.
No, Chris Conley, but who's DeMarcus Robinson?
I don't know. He had like 35 catches last year.
I was about to say, I'm like, what?
KC, NFL won't suspend Tyreek Hill, free to play. KC remains interested in a Tyreek Hill extension.
All right, man. So I talked to you a little bit about it, but I don't even know if you saw the article or not. But his lady did doctor. It's just weird saying it. Yeah, it's just she messed with the text messages.
She like bought him some really nice pants. She dockered the text
dockered,
messages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, how do you?
She went to Macy's and got some $30 pants.
Sure, Macy's, JCPenney's, man. But either way,
J.C. Penney is my first love.
No, it's
in
not.
In the Husky section.
You did not know J.C. Penney like I knew J.C. Penney.
The Husky section, J.C. Penney is where I fell in love for the first time.
No, it's not. You did not know J.C.P., dude.
She went to a different school.
Dude. No, you don't know. Yeah. Different school.
Yeah, we're pen pals.
But either way, his lady lied because she altered the text messages in order for them to show or altered the audio in order for it to not include the whole conversation. And all I'm saying is look it up. It's better. It's better than what it was. And I was a guy who was saying, kick him off, kick him out, do this and this and this, get him out. That's really what it was. Turns out it wasn't. And when you read what it actually was, it does make it less of what I thought it was, at least.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't know the truth exactly. Like, I read about it, but I was still kind of confused. And then I still don't really know what's going on with it. I don't think anybody really knows, but I think what happened with it, though, is that anytime something negative happens, everybody rushes out to make judgment on the individual. They rush to be ahead of it, to have the moral high ground.
Oh, yeah.
Before they know what the truth is at all. And then the truth comes out as better. And then rather than just submitting, like, yeah, I was wrong, I missed this, like the guy, Mike Fioro at Pro Football Talk, wrote all these articles about how Tyreek Hill should be suspended from the league, should be kicked out, this and that. And then rather than submitting maybe he was wrong and that this sort of thing happened, he said, oh, the league has completely changed their viewpoint on these sorts of stances.
Yeah,
and that 3 years ago, he would have been suspended for a year, but the league has changed and they've gone softer. And I don't think that's the case. I think it's more like probably there's not enough evidence to suspend him. Again, I don't know enough about it to know for sure. But I think he's just wrong, but we're just saying he's wrong. And so the narrative has to change to that. Like, Elliot shouldn't have been suspended for pushing that security guard, for example.
I go back like, and forth with that.
It was stupid, but like...
I needed a...
He
yeah,
should
but
be suspended for that.
Yeah, but the
he's
whole...
He's just being an a-hole. It's not like he... Like, that's a...
So, all right. So, I'm gonna compare the two here, because they're actually completely different for me. Tyreek's situation is so much more serious to the point where, oh, yeah, no, you should never play football again if that's really the case.
Yeah,
but when
sure.
you actually read up, like, what the audio is in full, what the audio was, it is him actually saying things, a part of the conversation, that make it look better than what she tried to interpret it as. And also, it just, it's just a crazy relationship. It's more like it's a couple that you'll never know what is really the case, because both of them are nutbags and they shouldn't be together, because being together makes them nutbags.
Yeah, there's some people that shouldn't be together.
Yeah, and it's
even, it's like Sid and Nancy, you know?
Well, it's the problem where this is the same female that he was with in college when his situation happened to begin with.
Yeah.
Why are you still with that same person? You have a child, support the child, visit the child, have the child come say, do whatever you can to be cordial, but you don't need to be together.
Yeah, I also think, like, you know, I think the other lesson from this is, don't date someone named Crystal. Bad things are going to happen.
Oh, Crystal's always a terrible name. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Don't date Crystal.
You can't do that.
If you're 13 years old listening to this.
Yeah, 13, you know a girl named Crystal, you want
to
leave her.
Yeah. Talk to, like, Samantha instead.
No, you don't want to talk to Samantha. Yeah.
Maybe Jessica.
No, you don't want to talk to Jessica.
What about Alice?
You don't want to talk to Alice. Alice has been with everybody.
Okay. All right, so what else we got here? Baltimore, Marquise Brown begins camp on NFL, or on NFI list. So he's going to be on injury reserve pretty much. Their first round pick, the really fast receiver from Oklahoma, Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, now yeah. I know what you're saying.
So he's injured to start the year. Denver, Van Gill on lock. He's not a quarterback yet. That's kind of a mean thing
to
say.
That's good. That's what you want to hear.
You say he's not ready yet. He'll get there soon. He's
he's not even the position that we drafted him
he's
for.
He's not a quarterback yet. Yeah, that's very harsh.
That's really mean.
Come on, Vic. And then the Eagles bring back Darren Sproles on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, but seriously, how many weapons do the Eagles need at this point? Who are you going to give the ball to? He's just going to throw the ball to Zach Ertz over and over again.
Yeah, I guess they could.
I mean, what is he going to do?
He can run wheel routes and stuff.
God, Carson Wentz. I can't wait for this season.
I forgot they have Jordan Howard, too. They have Howard.
Yeah.
They had Sproles.
They have Ajayi.
No, Ajayi's still a free agent. Which
really?
Is crazy, yeah.
He's still...
What's going to happen? Some running backs get injured in preseason, and he's going to sign with that team and make like $6 million a year.
If anything, if he hasn't been signed, he's probably had offers, but he's telling his agent, I'll just wait.
Yeah. He may be in the Bahamas. You would have saw him if he could have gone.
Oh, yeah. I'll be fixing my AC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have fun in Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm just going to listen to that Kanye West album the whole time.
That's good.
The one with the Grand Tetons as the cover. I think it's called Yee.
Yeah,
some of you.
I don't think you're allowed to listen to that.
Or maybe it's Yay. I'm listening to Yay the whole time.
Yeah, it's called Yay.
It's Y-E. I think Yee.
No, it's Yay.
Probably.
It's like Y-A-Y, except it's Y-E.
Yeah, but when I think Yay, I think Y-A-Y. Though.
Whenever somebody asks, what you listen to? I'm listening to Yay.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We're going to keep this thing rolling.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
And we're back. So now is the moment. But this is, so like, William Faulkner wrote this thing.
Oh my
He said,
Lord.
Whenever you write a book or a story, you're building up to a certain scene, a certain moment, and that's what you're writing the entire book for. So for example, The Sound of Fury was about, you know, Caddy in her dirty drawers up in the tree. And then whenever, like, you read books by Faulkner, you're like, what moment is he writing for? Like, what is he working up to? You're like, that's it. That's what it is.
The
and, like,
drawers in the tree, huh?
Yeah. That's what started that whole book. And, like, oh, as I lay dying, I think it's that first scene. This is the best metaphor for death ever. Woman's on her deathbed, and she can hear her son building her coffin for her out there. And while she hears the clock tick by.
How deep.
Pretty good.
That's not pretty good at all. Pretty Maybe good. If you were like in 1860, you would be like, this is magical. But in 2019, you know what that is? Played out. It's trash.
It's the best metaphor for death ever. That and the clicking the ceiling fan.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Or like you sit there and hear the clock start ticking. You're like, oh. And then you get into it. Like, yeah, that's going to happen one day.
Is what? You're going to hear a clock tick?
No, it's like you hear the time passing, you know?
That is not what that is. Oh, my.
That's what happens to me every time I hear the clock. I'm like, okay.
That's time passing for you?
Yeah.
That's what that is?
I don't think about time passing, but I do whenever I hear the clock tick, and I'm in it, and I'm back in the time. I hate it.
Whenever I hear the clock tick, I feel like it's too silent, and I feel like I have to say something. Yeah. You know why? Because a clock tick means it's too silent. Not that time's moving by too fast.
Not that it's moving by too fast, but that I understand that time is moving because I don't really think about time moving like that.
Dude, time moves all around
us. But time's its own dimension, and time doesn't exist.
What if we could get out of that dimension and into a separate realm?
Well, that's interstellar. Humans have all passed that point.
Matt, I can go inside of a portal. And I could just come out of that portal through another way.
And then you become my father or something?
Do you want me to become your father?
Probably not. I like being tall.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. You'd be my size.
I'm just like me, but I'm just your height.
Oof, that'd be bad. You would hate that.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it.
And to be my height, you gotta put up with a lot. Because you know why? In this day and age, you can be fat. You can be ugly. You can be whatever you are. And nobody's allowed to say a word about it.
But you can't be short.
But if you're short, somebody can make fun of it.
Did the Bagel Boss video hurt your feelings?
No. Nothing hurts my feelings with it. Because no matter what, even no matter how old people grow, you're fat. Oh, yeah? You're short and tiny. Why are you taking that as a joke? Because you know why? I can't call you anything.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to.
I don't call you short, though.
What are you talking about? You call me short all the time.
Yeah.
Every single one of you call me short.
Yeah.
That's what everybody does. Yeah. I hear a short joke probably once a day.
Yeah, but I don't hang out with you every day.
Yeah, but even when you hang out with me, there's a short joke.
No, that's not true.
And that's why in this day and age, all I have to go on is I'm so much better looking than all you dudes.
There you go.
That's all it is, man. That's all it is.
There you go.
Because I'm the rocker.
Yep, you are. That's you. So what's been your favorite summer movie so far?
All right, so favorite summer movie. Aladdin was terrible because of the ending. I mean, you change up Jafar because he can't beat up Jasmine anymore.
Yeah, and he can't become a dragon.
Oh, no, he became a snake in like the cartoon.
He becomes a cobra.
Yeah, and it's like...
What
it's
is becoming this one? Good,
he doesn't become anything. He just changes Iago into something bigger, a bigger bird.
Really?
That's it.
I would have walked out.
Yeah, it was the last 30 minutes, so I'm at the drive-in, too. We're not going to drive away. Yeah, it's a fun time. Spider-Man is probably the best one of the summer. I'm going to say as far as enjoyment factor, man, that movie was just too good.
That movie distracted me, though, because I was so jealous of Jake Gyllenhaal's beard.
Yeah.
I was like, that's all I want. I would just die. Give me that. Dude, I want that beard.
Just
so
give me
bad.
That full patchy beard.
Yeah, like that, like, it's a beard, but it's not quite a beard.
It's a beard within a beard. Yeah.
It's like the beard before the beard.
It is. But, I mean, Midsommar is also pretty solid, only because Midsommar has been the movie that has stayed with me. Where after I watched it, because after I watch a movie, I really do just try to digest it, try to look for like all the details to make sure I either hated it really or I liked it a lot. But either way, I got to re-see the movie. The only thing I did not like about Midsommar, I will say right off the bat, I didn't like leaving it. I didn't like walking in at 7 o'clock. I did not like, or walking in at 7, I did not like leaving at 9:55.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a little ridiculous.
The Draft House plays too many previews also.
I agree. By the way, did you hear about the director's cut?
He said it's going to be like, he said there's probably 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, he says that there's 30
minutes. But he's really happy with the cut, though. It's like, he didn't feel like it lost anything from the movie. He likes how tight it is.
Oh, okay.
Well, like, I listen to the podcast and stuff.
Yeah, but if it's more drawn out, because that's the one thing about Midsommar, I kind of liked how much
there,
explaining
he said there'd be like,
he
there's
was
more
doing.
Lore to it and stuff.
Yeah, which is what I was interested in more than anything. I mean, I love some of the scenery that he does. I also love the glasses all being the same color except one.
Yeah.
I love things like that where like I can clearly see right off the bat because I try to look for details. But Midsommar was good. It's just, it's nowhere near Hereditary is the problem.
Yeah,
and that's what
not,
I'm comparing it to.
It's not scary like Hereditary.
It's not scary at all.
And what he said, he was like, well, if you're anybody, if you're looking at this movie from the viewpoint of anybody but the lead character, it's like a folk horror movie. It's like The Wicker Man, that sort of thing. But if you look at the movie from the main character, what's the woman's name? What's the character's name?
By the way, I don't know, but
Diana.
Was also my problem. I didn't like her.
But, well, he was saying that if you look at the movie from her character, it's like a fairy tale for her. It's like a break up like revenge tale is what it is.
Yeah, except I didn't
and so I guess like whenever I watch it again, which I want to do, I'll watch it from like that perspective of it.
But that's kind of my issue with it.
It's like getting over grief and then also getting revenge off this awful boyfriend who didn't help you throughout that grief.
By the way, this entire podcast can turn into this right now because I can go on and on about this movie.
Do you want to do spoilers?
Well, yeah, of course.
All right, spoilers if you're listening.
But either way, when it comes to her, that's what
I... If you're listening, you are listening.
Oh, yeah, at this point, you have to
spoil.
But
yeah, we may spoiler Midsommar a little bit.
I just... The ending, when it comes to her killing her boyfriend, it was like, I didn't know if it was the drugs that really did that
to
her.
No, she made the decision.
But that's my point is,
but that's
she
what I mean.
Made
like,
it off of one look to where she should have known how the entire group of individuals were acting, where they just made it happen.
But it was
but
also
yet she
like,
immediately blames them, like him.
Yeah,
she doesn't blame the community, which I thought was
but
weird.
But I think she's also getting back for all the awful things that he did to her for the last year and a half.
He didn't do anything awful.
But he did nothing at all to help her.
Matt, what I love about the movie...
He should have broke up with her.
Because that's what the movie showed. It's the worst situation
not,
to ever
got. If you're not going to be there for the person, then you shouldn't be
He was
at
going
all.
To break up with her, and then her parents died.
Yeah, but like, but if you're not... But again,
her, not
said,
even her parents.
It's, yeah, it's an awful...
Her sister and her parents
died. Her whole
died,
family died.
And he was going to break up with her, and
Dude,
then that happened.
I can't get over that mask.
Oh, the mask. Oh, God.
It is so
that
bad.
That first 15 minutes is like the worst looking
thing. I think
it's
like 30 minutes.
Either way, that was the most hardcore scene in the entire movie for me, and it's because
it's
that
like a,
mask.
It's like one of those masks you see at a rave.
Dude, that was like completely psycho stuff.
Yeah.
That was bothering. I didn't like that.
I like listening to that guy talk, though, like any podcast or whatever, because he seems like such a nice guy. You're like, oh, he has problems.
Yeah, he's a big weirdo. But
he just like loves movies, though.
Well, it's good.
Like he just loves, he loves every movie ever.
You could tell he loves details.
Yeah,
that's why he made things.
And
like
that's why I watch it again, like, because I read Hereditary, like the first time I was like, yeah, this is cool. I didn't really know what the hell just happened, and I watched the second time, like, oh, this is spectacular, and like, cause you know the plot, so you pick up all, cause he shows you it the entire time what's happening,
yeah.
And so that's why I want to see this one, and I was like, it's just so pretty. Like, it's so pretty.
It is. No, no, there are
I would
really
love
cool
to watch
scenes.
It, like, 2 o'clock. Like, in my house with the windows open.
There's,
like, next summer, that's what I'm going to do.
See, there are just still things, like, I just...
But
there are, like, certain reactions to certain characters I don't care for, as well as certain things where they don't question it enough, or there's not enough understanding for me to just be a random person showing up to the festival and be like, oh, yeah, that person looks like that, and he's their oracle and draws pictures.
Yeah.
That's not what I could ever buy into because I still don't understand that, but I understand what you were saying at the end of it when you were like, well, it's just meaning like this and this, how anybody can come up with their own idea and people follow it.
I think it's just like a point like socialization in general. Like Christmas is a very silly thing.
I just...
Like Midsummer is a very silly thing, but like, yeah, they just do it because they've always done it.
I just, again, if I walked in and like he's finger painting, I'm gonna be like, whoa, okay, all right, what are we doing
here?
Well,
it's also like his drawings are like just finger paints.
They're finger paints.
And they're like drawing runes based off the feelings that they get from seeing.
I just.
Like the color of mud, you know?
This movie went all out for it. And that's where I do appreciate it.
For sure.
It's not Hereditary.
Like you have to admire anything like that. And also, like, it was interesting too, because he's talking about, so he made Hereditary, and then 2 weeks later, he's making Midsommar. And he's like, yeah, I have like 15 scripts, and I think I know what I'm going to do next. But he's saying he's going to pick between two things.
Must be nice. You know what I'm going to pick between? Nothing and nothing.
No, but I think the whole point of the boyfriend, though, it's like, yeah, like...
He wasn't the bad guy, though.
Yeah, but if you're not going to be there for somebody, you shouldn't be there at all.
Yeah, but he wasn't the bad guy.
He was, though, by
the way. Yeah, you're wanting me to believe he's the bad guy, but I'm not going to believe he's the bad guy.
He's probably my least favorite in all the movies. He's a coward. He's awful. He doesn't do anything right. He's miserable. He has no backbone. He doesn't make any decisions. And he just like has, he just doesn't act at all.
All I know is I don't know what else you want the guy to do. With certain situations, I get it.
Be there for her if you're going to be there.
Oh, dude, he didn't want to be there for her.
Then don't be there for her.
Yeah, you're going to leave that by herself?
Yeah, I guess you have to.
Oh, really? So if something happens to her by herself, or
she'll figure it out, dude.
You're just going to blame yourself, man.
She'll figure it out.
That's the problem. These movies are too much like life.
I think she'll eventually figure it out.
Whatever.
I love the last scene whenever she's covered in flowers and she's like a flower slug and she can't even move because she has so many flowers on her. It's so pretty.
Yeah, I didn't like that main actress. I was not a fan.
I don't know if I like her or not.
I don't like her yet.
I do want to see it again, though.
She's also, when it comes to like her screaming and yelling at the beginning.
Oh, I do love that scene, though, when they're all breathing.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I knew what he was doing from the start when it came to that. That scene was easy.
That scene, like, I haven't had the chills in the movies in a while. I was like, that was the perfect scene.
Oh, that didn't give me anything.
It gave me chills.
It gave me nothing.
It gave me chills.
What are you talking about? It gave you chills. It gave me nothing.
It gave me chills.
It gave me chills.
It's like, man.
It's family.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, that's all she
needed. You know
what
it is?
That's all she needed.
Strumline. One band, one sound.
I guess so.
That's exactly what it is. You want me to make that scene even better for you?
It is Drumline.
It's Drumline.
But like, that's all she needed him to do, and he didn't do it for her. And so like, if you're not going to do that, then don't do it. Don't be there.
Again, though, it's...
Also, okay. I just love the flowers opening and closing.
Dude, what I love more than anything is that you are looking at the viewpoint of exactly what the director said. So look at it from her. What if you look at it from his? Then you realize what a pain in the butt she was. Then you realize how you don't want to deal with her. And then you realize, hey, I kind of feel bad for this
then
dude.
Then don't do it.
See,
I mean, again, I understand,
you're in a situation.
Like, I understand why you feel bad for him in a way. I understand that.
Okay, so that's what a pulse should be, by the way.
But
if that situation happens, do you stay with her? Yes or no?
But at the same time, like, if you're going to stay with her, you have to be there for her.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
exactly
he wasn't
right.
there for it.
And the whole premise is you were also going to break up with her before it happened.
Yeah, but he
so
wasn't.
So now when you break up with her, what's
also,
good? Is it a month later? 2 months later?
I mean, like, if you're... Yeah, I don't know what the time
What about a week later? Should we wait for after the funeral, man?
If you decide to say, hey, I guess I can't do this, you have to be there for it at least.
Dude, I'm sorry. You're out of your mind with this. Come on. You would never be able to. Like, regardless of what side you're standing on, you're never going to be able to. And also... I don't blame him for what he did with the other girl.
I love that. I can't think of like a better scene that's like about cheating than that.
Oh, neither
like,
can I.
Like his like immediately after he finished, he's like, oh my God.
But I also love how they led him with the flowers too. I love all that because I'm like, that's mean.
It's such a good scene.
That is a really good scene.
Also,
I will say.
Like,
that's done really well because you can make it look stupid and silly, and it easily can be just so dumb.
Yeah.
But it works.
Oh, that's a very good point. Like, that scene could so be silly.
You can cross
and the whole theater could be laughing, but nobody laughed at all.
Everyone giggled at the start of it whenever they like the lays in the back started,
yeah.
And then everyone started getting used to like. This is cute because then they get like really close and you're just like, okay, stop.
The next time I'm with somebody, I want to pay somebody like $15 to push my butt.
Yeah, push your butt while you're... So while you're making love, you want seven people in the back.
No, just one person to push my butt. Yeah. I just want like a 65-year-old woman to push my butt.
And another 65-year-old woman yelling in your face. Or moaning to the same moans as she moans.
To the girl, maybe.
Yeah.
But I just want somebody to push my butt is all I want.
Oh, God. even afterwards when he walks out, man, with his...
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, my...
And they were... I was also... In that one of the podcasts I was listening to, they were... He was also saying that the director, or an article read, that actor pushed for the full frontal. It was like, we have to do a full frontal.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, he was going to come out in the robe. But like him with his, you know, his penis all bloody like that.
By the way, all of it made sense, though, which is why whenever you're like, oh, yeah, that
like
happened
the
in
the shame.
Movie, it all made sense.
Like, as soon as he walks to that barn, the shame is so immediate. And you're like, oh, I've never chanced somebody before. But that's exactly what I feel like it would look like and feel like. Like, the shame is so immediate, and you feel awful.
And what I love, too, is that you're more ashamed of the act rather than you being naked and people being able to see you like that.
Yeah.
You're more, like, yeah, you're more embarrassed by the act versus you being looking that way.
And it also reminds me of Melgar Solid, too, because he's holding himself, having to run around like that.
Okay, I don't understand that reference.
Okay, so you ever played Melgar Solid 1?
No.
So I read, like, two really interesting articles the other day, and it's about how...
Again, you were rich when you were young.
No. Okay. You know how you know somebody grew up with a divorced family? They ordered chalupas at a Mexican restaurant.
That's not true. My mother, she eats chalupas all the time.
Were her parents divorced?
Yeah.
See?
Wait. My father eats chalupas all the time. I don't eat chalupas.
You don't eat chalupas.
I don't.
That's one way to tell. This is when I had divorced parents that eat chalupas.
What?
Yeah. It's like a $3 dinner and it feeds like 10 people.
That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. I haven't heard of that one.
But
before.
But so like Melgar Solid 1, I read like these two articles that was like really about Melgar Solid 2. I guess Melgar Solid 2 is like one of the first postmodern video games because it completely mimics Melgar Solid 1 but just flips it completely over. And then it's very interesting. Like the best way to describe it is that everything that you thought you were supposed to do in the first one, you're not supposed to do in the second one, but it mimics it. So now you're kind of like going through the same actions and motions for everything you've been taught before in every game you play, especially the game before. And now you're supposed to not act and do the things that you thought you were supposed to do. And so it's supposed to be like, yeah, no matter what the situation is, just be yourself, make your decisions on your own. And they say it's like one of the very few postmodern video games. I remember playing that game, it's like, yeah, like, this is cool. I was like 14. I was like, this is cool. And it was interesting, though. It's like, it's always interesting to read like really in-depth like articles about video games that are like how people write about movies and books instead of like, gameplay is cool, graphics cool, it's fun, 9.5.
I was going to say, it's kind of like reversed now because it's all about technology and what it looks like versus back then where you know what it's going to look like, but it's all about the story and how good it is.
Yeah. In some ways.
I mean, think about it. Final Fantasy VII is still regarded as like the top PlayStation game of all time.
Yeah.
And by the way, I tried playing Final Fantasy VII. I couldn't get past like the first 5 minutes.
I just remember the Scorpion.
Like, yeah, that's like the first level.
Yeah.
I can't get past it.
I don't know. I played 8 for a while, but like I played 10 for a while. But the problem is every time I play those games, I get to a point where I'm not strong enough. And then I didn't have enough save files. And I couldn't go back. And the whole game's ruined. It sucks.
You're supposed to train.
Yeah, you have to like go farm, go kill cactus.
Yeah, go train.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be a hero, Matt.
It's called grinding, I guess.
Yeah, grind through it.
Yeah, I don't like
I
that.
I don't like doing that either.
So it's about Midsummer. So you said Spider-Man's your favorite summer movie.
Yeah,
so
Toy Story 4 is another one. Now, if you want me to go on about. Cause
no, I haven't seen it yet.
Dude, you really should.
I want to go see the drive-in, I think.
You really, it's just so good because the first half of that movie. Whoever wrote that movie was on acid.
Okay.
I mean, whatever character.
Hey, whoa, we're scientists here. We call it LSD.
Okay, LSD. Yeah, sorry. Either way, they were on something because that movie is trippy with what the idea is. Not with like what you're seeing, but what the premise of the movie is.
Well, don't say too much.
No,
I know,
it's this easy.
I know nothing about it.
You not know who Forky is?
I know nothing. Yeah, I know zero about it.
Forky's the main character that they introduced. By the way, it's the first 5 minutes, so this does nothing to you.
No, I want to.
It's the first 5 minutes. You know, I'm going to ruin it. We're doing spoilers here.
We're not doing spoilers anymore.
Forky was made by the girl.
I don't like it.
And it was with a spork, a little glue on eyes, and
I saw the picture
of it. That's what he looks like. And all she does is write her name on the bottom of his feet. He then comes to life.
And now he's a toy.
And the first hour or 45 minutes is weird. Okay. It's him going, trash.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Trash.
I'll watch it.
And it's them having to convince him he's a toy now and not trash.
Okay.
Trash.
Did you like him more than Inside Out?
Which one's Inside Out? Oh, wait. No, the Pixar one?
Yeah, yeah.
No, dude, Inside Out is so beyond anything.
Yeah.
Inside Out is like, it's upper tier because sadness is the hero. Bro, where did that come from? That's genius storytelling right there.
Yeah.
Pixar's cheating, though. I mean, they really are cheating because they have certain characters where they know they're going to get certain audiences. Thing is, though, they've also screwed up. Good Dinosaur is not good.
I never saw it.
Don't. Brave is okay. The problem is everything is good up until the twist.
Mm.
When the main character's mother turns into a bear, and that's the whole premise.
So it's pretty much Midsummer then?
Like, I don't care for it. Yeah, it's Midsummer. Spoiler alert. No, it's essentially The Revenant.
I still haven't seen that either.
Yeah, don't.
I got this 90-inch television there right here. We need to watch it on.
You have 252 inches. You're 90 inches in your other room. It's in your theater room.
So,
good Lord, how much money are you making off this podcast?
Some other things are like, there's this guy named David Burnham, and he was in this band, this indie band in the 90s called the Silver Jews, and he came out with a new band.
This is racist.
And it's called the Purple Mountains. And like, it's like the most like Matthew music of all time. And it's really great. And he has a song called Dallas, and he has this line that's, how you turn a billion steers into a city made of mirrors or windows, something like that. But yeah, like the song rhymes really cool. The musically kind of gets the same, and it's kind of very similar. But also he did an interview with the Washington Post, and the picture he took for he's wearing a Tennessee Titans shirt. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy's my spirit animal.
Stop lying. You probably were listening to like Stone Sour or something. I'm looking at you through the glass.
Stone Temple Pilots, maybe.
Time has passed.
So we watched It Chapter One, which is good.
Dude,
and
so good.
I'm listening to the audiobook, and Stephen King is... Like, I read that book when I was 13, and while I was reading when I was 13, I was like, I should not be reading this. It's like, this is for adults. It's not for 13-year-olds. But he's just so chatty. Like, he loves to just write and talk, and he won't shut up. And he doesn't let anything breathe at all. He just talks and he talks and he talks. And also, everything's so damn miserable with him, too. So, like, I'm going to finish it because I'm at work and, like, I can listen to audiobooks and, you know, do what I have to do for my living. But, yeah, I don't know. Stop talking so much.
Yeah, but it's because he became big. And so, or somebody read his things and they were like, hey, man, this is great stuff. Oh, yeah? Okay. And he just kept going with it.
Yeah, he got...
And that's the problem. He read his own press. That's what usually happens, and then they just overdo it. I don't know. When was It written on his list? You're the
like
book 92
guy. 92 or so.
What is that? When did he first come out with stuff?
I don't know.
You go, what's his order? You knew Faulkner's order. You don't know King's order?
That's literature.
Oh, Stephen King's not literature.
That's literature.
By the way, why did you just move your eyebrows that way and say that?
That's literature.
Okay.
I read Virginia Woolf.
By the way, It... It was so good the second time around. It's like a really good movie.
It's a pop punk album. Like, it doesn't let up. It's a torrential onslaught. Like, but it never stops.
But it's also...
It's like listening to a Blink-182 album.
It's also how remakes should be made, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really well-made movie, and you can clearly tell there was effort put into it. Because also what makes it, dude, Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise.
What else is he in?
He's in nothing else. He's just one of the Skarsgård brothers.
I don't know what that means.
So I can't remember who the third one is. He's the youngest. Eric from True Blood, the blonde guy.
Okay,
it's
gotcha.
His brother.
So he's Swedish or something?
Yeah, he's the youngest out
of
the three.
Do you like his teeth?
I love everything he's okay. With the newest trailer for It too, you can tell that people loved how he was, and so he is he is taking it to a new level.
That's cool.
And it's awesome the way he looks and the way he's acting.
I'm excited to take Colton for his 30th birthday.
Colton's never going to do that. By the way, is that really what we're doing for his 30th?
Yeah.
And that's the problem, too. We can't take him anywhere. He wouldn't go.
Maybe.
Colton, we have plane tickets. Let's go. We're going to Vegas. Okay, I'll meet you guys there. Huh?
No, he would never say that.
He probably would, just so we'd stop asking.
He would say, I can't go.
That's true, too.
Yeah. The other thing with Samar Fast is Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, God.
So, like, it's a suffocating game where, like, you're just trapped and everything that's happening, the story mode's awful and terrible, and you just hate it. And then you get to a point where it's like, it's ripping a Band-Aid off after a certain point. Like, nothing good happens, so you're just trapped. And you're like, yeah, like, I want to be Robin. Like, the Robin Banks is so much fun. And when you're Robin Banks, like, I just want this game to be Robin Banks. And then you don't just get to Rob Banks. Like, it's just, it's claustrophobic.
The story mode is work versus you just playing the actual world.
No, like, I like.
Is that what you're saying?
It's kind of, you feel like you run errands at times. But I'm just talking about, like, the story. Like, what happens, what happens in the story, it's claustrophobic. Like, I'll let you borrow it here pretty soon.
No, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this.
But yeah, it definitely becomes like claustrophobic. You're like,
I can't lose myself again.
You're just trapped, you know? And it sucks and you feel bad. But like, it's super pretty. Like, whenever I miss if I ever miss the forest again, it's like, oh, I'll play Red Dead for 15 minutes. That's all the nature I need for like 2 weeks now.
See, that's the problem with Kingdom Hearts, that it doesn't give me the same feeling as like Spider-Man or God of War, to where. Dude, Spider-Man truly scared me, where I can't do those anymore. I just can't do it anymore.
Oh, I told Steven, I flew with him last week, I'm like, I'm going to give you my Xbox once I finish this game.
No.
I can't have it in my house.
Oh, well, Spider-Man just bought me. Yeah, I'm just going to play for a few hours. And it's 10 o'clock, and then I look at my phone again, and it's like, I'm really hungry. And it's like 6 p.m. What the hell did I do for 8 hours? Oh, yeah, I was saving my city. Like, and I don't even feel bad about it, because I come out of my room, Taylor, where have you been all day? I was being a hero. I save people.
I did the exact same thing last Sunday.
Yeah.
I woke up at 8, I'm like, what am I going to do? It's like, well, I'll play Red Dead.
Yeah, let me just
I'll play
out.
For 2 hours, yeah. And I'll go to the gym.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I played till 3 o'clock. I didn't eat all day. And
you feel like such crap.
And
after.
I went to the pool. Like, I went and swam for like until 6. Say, oh yeah, I guess I'll eat now. But it's like, I don't really want to. I just want to finish the stupid game. But
yeah, then it becomes embedded in your mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I like. I got some concert tickets. I'm gonna see the Menzingers in San Antonio. I'm gonna see.
I don't care.
Oso and the Sidekicks.
I don't know who you're gonna see.
That's fine.
Who am I interested in that?
I don't know.
Shove it up your butt.
I guess it's time to end the podcast then.
Yeah, it works.
Well, thank you for being on tonight, Taylor. As we talked about football, before we get ready for preseason football, that movie a little bit. We probably could talk about Midsommar for like.
No, like that's
minutes.
What I told you whenever
if
we started.
If we saw it again, we definitely talk about for an hour and 15 minutes.
It would be easy, even now, because we could run through it and I would even start us from the beginning. Because this is how the mind works, is that I would just run it from beginning to end. I could let it flow, man.
Yeah, maybe.
Because also one of the funniest parts, dude, come on, you got to admit. Don't pee on the tree. That's our tree. That's our ancestral tree. Dude, I love.
And he's just sitting there like this, staring at him.
And he's like, what? It was a tree. I didn't know. There was no sign.
And he's also just like high and drunk the entire time, too.
That was so awesome. See, some of the things, by the way, the problem was with that character, I was like,
he's very funny.
I was like, Taylor, that could be you.
It would be you.
No, I was like, dude, that could be you, man.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, whenever we come back and you hear the podcast, I think next week, I think we may do 2 shows, not with you, but we'll do a training
camp
podcast.
Thanks for the rubbing in, man.
No, it's not a rubbing in thing.
Dude, sounds
but
like you're trying to rub
that in.
We're
going to do a Texans training camp podcast.
And nobody wants to listen to it. They want Taylor.
We may do one more other, like,
give the people
goodbye,
what they want.
Goodbye summer podcast. And then we get back from vacation, it's going to be football time. And all these last 2 months I haven't been creating content, we'll be creating content again. And we'll be back on the wagon, and it's going to be time to enjoy the sport, the game.
Tell your friends, tell your family, we got a new season starting. It's time for football. He's got the J.J. Watt shoes on. Dreams are happening. Dreams are coming true.
You know, Faulkner wrote The Sound of the Fury.
Okay, hey, I was building you up, and I this got, is what you do?
Faulkner wrote The Sound of the Fury at 28.
Okay.
Now's my turn, dude. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I can't wait for your damn it. All
right, well, anyways, thank you for listening to Bible Red Radio. Thank you for being on tonight, Taylor. And we'll probably drop two episodes next week, and we come back from vacation. It's going to be a lot of football, a lot of season previews, and it's that time of year again.
Go Faulkner yourself.